Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a closer look at Bunny Pants Graphic and Web Design Studio.
Yeah, we're using their own brand pitch document as our guide.
Exactly. The goal is to really understand what they do, who they serve, and you know what makes them stand out in the graphic and web design space.
Right. We've got this Bunny Pants Studio brand pitch doc. It covers, well, pretty much everything. Specializations, ideal clients, what makes them unique, team info, services, the lot.
So for you, our listener, the learner, we want to pull out the really key insights, give you a clear picture of their approach, their value, maybe find those aha moments without getting bogged down in too much detail.
Let's do it.
Okay, so let's start with what they actually do. Their core seems to be custom graphic design and custom WordPress website development.
Yes, but they also really emphasize being SEO experts. And they offer ongoing monthly SEO and WordPress maintenance, too. It's not just design and done.
And I noticed they make a big point about not using templates for the websites.
That stood out to me, too. They say they design from scratch based on the client's needs, brand, audience, all that.
So for you listening, that suggests you're getting something truly bespoke, not a sort of off-the-shelf look.
Precisely. It ties into that analogy they use later, comparing their service to a Sunday roast or fine dining versus fast food, quality over quick and cheap, basically.
Makes sense. Technically, they mention expertise with Divi and Elementor, popular WordPress page builders.
Right, but they go beyond that. They talk about adding and customizing all sorts of systems, booking systems, learning management systems, LMS, e-commerce, like WooCommerce.
Oh, wow. Even web calculators in complex forms.
Yeah, it suggests they've got some serious technical chops behind the design work. They're not just making things look good, they're building functionality.
So if you need a website that, you know, does things, takes bookings, sells courses, manages products, they seem equipped to build that digital engine for your business.
Exactly. All within that custom design framework.
Okay, so who are they aiming this at? Who's their ideal client?
Well, they mention a pretty broad range. Startups, entrepreneurs, businesses needing help.
But they also list specific experience, right? Industrial services, consultants, coaches, doctors, lawyers.
Yes, and interestingly, they highlight a strong presence with business services, consulting, and product-based businesses. Less so with retail, it seems.
So maybe they've really honed their process for those types of clients.
Could be. And they work both in South Africa and internationally, including South African expats. So location doesn't seem to be a barrier. Their processes must be pretty solid for remote work.
Right. Okay, so in a crowded market, what makes Bunny Pants stand out? What's their unique selling point?
They talk about having strong teams across design, technical, and administration. That blend is important.
You mean bridging the gap between looking good and working well.
Exactly. Plus, having a project manager for each client, established policies. It suggests a structured approach. You know what to expect.
And their experience, 21 years. That's significant.
It really is. That signals stability, a depth of knowledge maybe you don't get with, say, a newer agency or a solo freelancer.
They also mention being bilingual, English and Africans, which is obviously a plus in the South African context.
Definitely broadens their reach there. And they state they keep up with trends and tech, which, well, you'd hope so, but it's good they say it.
So back to that fine dining idea.
Yeah, I think that's core to how they position themselves. They're not trying to be the cheapest. They're justifying potentially higher prices through the quality, the expertise, the procedures, the timelines, the experience.
And transparency seems important too. Pricing, communication.
Right. They mention educating clients about what they're getting. That builds trust, suggesting it's more of a partnership.
Interesting point about their remote work model too. They started during COVID, but kept it. They frame it as boosting efficiency and discipline.
Yeah, it's possible that streamlined remote operation translates into better focus, maybe smoother project flow for you as the client. Indirect value, perhaps?
Let's talk about the people, the founders. There's Lorraine Nelson, co-owner, founder, background in graphic design, photography, even interior design.
Quite the creative mix. Now she's apparently the support manager focusing on quality assurance.
And she's the origin of the name Bunny Pants.
Apparently. From her maiden name, Haasbroek. Haas is bunny hair. Broek is pants in Afrikaans. It's memorable. Gives it a personal touch.
Definitely quirky. And she has a passion for women in business and sells dahlia seeds as a hobby. Adds a human element.
Totally. Yeah. Then you have Willem Nelson, the other co-owner.
His background is very different. Computer systems engineering, worked at IBM for 13 years.
Right. joined Bunny Pants 14 years ago, so he brings that heavy IT and systems expertise. Now he runs the business day-to-day, develops staff, creates online products.
And studied theology, plus technical certifications. Yeah. That's quite a combination.
It really is. But it underscores that blend they talk about, Lorraine's design eye, Willem's technical depth. Seems like a good pairing.
And Willem founded BP Online Solutions, their sister company.
Yes, which focuses specifically on performance hosting, SEO, and search engine marketing.
Okay, so that sister company, BP Online Solutions, it handles the hosting and SEO side of things.
Pretty much. Performance hosting, WordPress maintenance, backups, security, plugin, updates, the technical upkeep.
And the SEO?
Yeah, they emphasize strong SEO knowledge, keyword tracking, rank tracking, case studies to back it up.
So having that closely linked, or maybe even in-house via the sister company, seems like a big plus. You get the website and the strategy to make it visible.
Absolutely. A great-looking site nobody finds is, well, not very useful. This suggests a more holistic approach for you.
Let's dig a bit deeper into the specific services listed, beyond just custom WordPress.
Okay. We know Divi and Elementor are tools they use.
Right.
But the range of systems they integrate is really wide.
We mentioned booking, LMS like LearnDash and BuddyBoss, e-commerce with WooCommerce.
Right, and also things like catalog modes instead of full e-commerce, quote, calculators, advanced forms. It shows real versatility. They seem ready for complex projects.
And comprehensive maintenance, hosting, SEO services, kind of a one-stop shop for many online needs.
Seems that way. Oh, and for logo and corporate ID work, they give you the open files. That's important, means you truly own your brand assets.
Good point. They also do social media graphics, but not management.
Yeah, they draw a line there. They provide the visuals, but believe the client knows their product and industry best for the actual posting and strategy. It's an interesting approach.
What else? WordPress fault finding, repairs, rebuilds, custom LMS development, specifically LearnDash, even invitation and RSVP websites.
It's a really broad range. And on SEO, they cover local SEO, Google Business Profile, advanced monthly SEO, one-off fixes.
And they mention AI and SEO.
Yes, but as a tool to help humans not replace them. And they specifically mention human interaction for support.
That's reassuring in today's automated world.
Definitely. Plus things like setting up Google Analytics, website heat maps, consulting on-site structure for SEO. It shows a pretty deep understanding of performance and user behavior.
Okay, now, let's talk about their white label services. This sounds like a whole other side of the business.
It does. They basically offer their design and development services to other agencies, freelancers, marketers.
So if you're, say, a marketing consultant, you could use Bunny Pants behind the scenes to build websites or design logos for your clients under your brand.
Exactly. Website development, graphic design, WordPress maintenance, SEO. The whole package, essentially. It lets partners expand their offerings without hiring in-house.
Who are they targeting as partners?
Online marketers, social media managers, project managers, other web or marketing agencies, freelancers, anyone who might need to offer these services but doesn't have the capacity themselves.
And they have a process for this, vetting partners, NDAs.
Seems so. Interviews, agreements, NDAs to protect the partner's client relationship. They offer discounted pricing, too.
And partners can invoice and brand the work however they like.
Total freedom there, apparently. But interestingly, they also mention some partners are arguing with their clients about using Bunny Pants.
Really? How does that work?
They say it can actually build trust, showing the partner is leveraging specialist expertise. It's quite a transparent model for white label.
That is different. And they promise not to poach clients.
Yeah, a commitment not to bypass the partner unless there's a formal handover. Plus, volume-based pricing to reward regular partners.
Okay, that makes sense. They also shared some stats, end of 2024 numbers.
Right. Over 8,000 design projects done, nearly 3,300 clients.
680 custom WordPress sites built, 482 new brands developed from scratch.
And 56 custom WordPress sites just in the last 12 months of that period shows consistent output.
Those are solid numbers, and they have a party trick.
Huh, yeah. Customizing premium off-the-rack WordPress solutions. So not building totally from scratch, but heavily modifying a quality-based theme to save clients time and money when a full custom build isn't needed or budgeted for.
That sounds pragmatic, acknowledging different needs and budgets.
Exactly. Shows flexibility. And they mention their client base is global, attracted by the custom work and project management.
And Willem's current focus, building custom online learning systems.
Yeah, using a customizable out-of-the-box LMS as a base. Sounds like a potential area of deeper specialization for them.
Okay, so let's try and summarize. Bunny Pants Studio, it's a comprehensive service. custom design, custom web development, strong technical skills, big emphasis on SEO, and ongoing support.
Definitely. And that client relationship piece seems key. Transparency, project management, clear processes. Plus, you know, 21 years of experience doesn't hurt.
The blend of Lorraine's creative background and Willem's technical engineering background really seems to define their offering.
I think so. And the origin of the name Bunny Pants is certainly the fun aha moment. It's quirky, personal, memorable.
But the deeper aha is probably that combination of strengths. Design flair, solid tech, structured process, and that long-term experience. So for you, the learner, the takeaway here is that when you're looking for a design or web partner, it's about more than just a pretty portfolio. You need to consider the technical capability, the process, the communication, their experience, how they approach the whole project.
Right. Do they understand your business goals? Can they build something functional and findable, not just attractive? Bunny Pants seems to tick a lot of those boxes.
And if you're an agency or freelancer, their white label service is definitely something to be aware of as a potential resource.
Absolutely. Which leads us to a final thought for you to chew on.
Go on.
In today's world where digital services are getting more and more specialized, how valuable is it to find a partner like Bunny Pants that offers a broad range of connected expertise under one roof, or at least through a very close partnership like their sister company?
Yeah. As opposed to trying to piece together different specialists yourself.
Exactly. And tied to that, what are the real pros and cons for you of that transparent partnership model they sometimes use in white label versus the traditional, completely hidden behind the scenes approach? Something to think about when choosing who to work with.